a new nominee for Consumer Watchdog.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Steve Chiatakis. Today, President Obama will nominate former Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. He's passing over Elizabeth Warren, the favorite of many consumer groups. From Washington, John Dimsdale has more.
Cordray is praised as an aggressive consumer advocate who went after big banks during his 2 years as attorney general. He's already on the staff of the Financial Protection Bureau, which officially opens its doors this Thursday. Ed Mills with FBR Capital Markets says Cordray is a good second choice for those who like Elizabeth Warren.
He's someone who's made a national reputation for going after Wall Street firms. He has had strong anti-Wall Street rhetoric in his campaign for re-election as state attorney general. I think up on Capitol Hill, there's going to be a lot of concern, especially among congressional Republicans, about his record.
Senate Republicans say they have no intention to vote for any White House nominee until the Obama administration accepts changes in the Financial Protection Bureau. Those include replacing the single administrator with a board of directors and requiring more accountability for its $500 million budget. Until the Bureau has a congressionally approved director, it can't write or enforce new banking rules. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The sky might not be falling, but worries about the debt ceiling have markets running for cover this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1.4% to 12,305. The NASDAQ down 1.5% to 2746. The S&P 500 down 1.4% to 1297. Shares of Netflix are down this morning more than 3%. That after the company announced steep price hikes for video streaming and DVD rentals last week. Customers have been up in arms. John Moe hosts Marketplace Tech Report. He joins us now to talk about this. Good morning, John.
Hi, Stacey.
So, John, it's been almost a week. How has Netflix handled the negative response from users?
Fumblingly, haphazardly, in a stumbling manner, in a manner reminiscent of the old Soviet Union, just lock themselves in the Kremlin and wait for the storm to pass. There just wasn't much in the way of an official explanation as to why this was all happening. And it probably would have gone a long way if they had just said, look, we're trying to get you more movies, more great TV on our streaming service. You'd still have people upset, but it probably wouldn't be this nasty.
Well, speaking of damage, all of these people who are complaining, is there any indication they're actually going to cancel their service or are they just griping?
There are certainly other options people can go to. Amazon has a streaming service. Redbox has all these DVD kiosks around the country. But Netflix is pretty well positioned to be a source for all those things. And that kind of maximizes their convenience. And they've got a big boost coming up. On July 27th, the Mad Men catalog comes to the streaming service.
Oh, yeah.
And I think once more and more titles start showing up and people say, oh, I'm getting more out of this than I used to get out of it, a lot of this stuff won't necessarily be forgotten, but the value would probably be better represented.
The Don Draper bump.
The bump. The Draper bump.
John Moe is host of Marketplace Tech Report. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, Stacey.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Delta Airlines reports earnings today. They're expected to be strong, and a lot of that revenue comes from the fees you and I pay for everything from legroom to checked bags. Customers are getting smart about avoiding those fees, though. So airlines are trying to change the way we think about them. Jennifer Collins has more.
It's lunchtime on a Virgin America flight. Chicken wrap?
Is someone in a mood for spicy?
Virgin America also offers a spinach and strawberry salad, Black Forest ham on focaccia, and did I mention the Funkin' Margarita? This is not the average overpriced snack box. Forrester Research travel analyst Henry Hardeveldt says if airlines want to sell food or anything else, they're going to have to offer something people want.
I think what they're trying to do is to shift this from being viewed as fees towards selling the customer a product or a service that the traveler would value.
After training passengers to pack light, carry on, and bring a lunch, airlines need new ways to get them to spend. Peter Yesowich of marketing firm Y Partnership says airlines are also starting to offer a broader range of products. Exclusive access to cushy lounges, Wi-Fi at 30,000 feet, hotel stays.
Transportation that will help you get to the airport, even selecting from a full menu, perhaps, on board. All of those options, I think, will be available on some type of a la carte priced basis.
Airlines depend on fees and add-ons for 30% of their revenue in some cases. It's a $21 billion business. Again, Henry Hardeveldt.
If they didn't have the revenue earned from these checked bag fees and $3 cans of Pringles that they sell on the plane, the airline's financial condition would be a lot worse than it already is.
But will these products sell? Carolyn Pagani is a travel agent with Uniglobe.
And where are we sending Cassidy?
Pagani says most of her clients are focused on comfort.
Most of them just want their seat.
They'll pay extra for leg room or exit row seating, and Pagani says her clients might buy meals if they're better than what they can pack on board. This summer, Delta is tempting flyers with Ben & Jerry's. Cherry Garcia, anyone? I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, the Women's World Cup final may have been a heartbreaker for the U.S., but it did set some records. The face-off between the U.S. and Japan was the most tweeted event ever, well, in Twitter's five-year history. More than 7,000 TPS, that's tweets per second, in case you didn't get the memo. That's almost twice as much tweet traffic as the royal wedding got. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Shoplifting comes to $12 billion a year in this country, but times are hard. Surely people are just trying to get by.
It's not driven by need, as in Jean Valjean, I'd like to steal a loaf of bread.
Oh, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the psychology of shoplifting. Next time on Marketplace, we'll have the day's business news as well, the numbers from Wall Street, too. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.